land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Monday, September 9th, 9/9/24 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate all the efforts by Devin Lawrence, Del Reynolds, the two engineers. The Patriot Voice Radio Network has been fully restored. Simple Radio's back up, sounding good. The radio station's website, WCHY, the call letters.us, sounding much better. We are back up and running. Greatly appreciate the efforts over the weekend. We got her done. We went over to the Posen Potato Festival. I appreciate Rob Cordes of the Trump Unity Bridge. We were able to get the radio station banners on it. They were in the parade. Lots of people coming up to us, wanting their picture taken with us. Had a great time. Got to see Michael Kamishek, Tammy's new Freedom Express, the ultra lightweight travel trailer they were able to purchase from Tony and the guys, the team over there at Northern Michigan RV. Had a trailer they had purchased, didn't like it. Took it for a test drive, a smaller 22-footer, just didn't like it. Went back, talked to the guys over there, showed them the Freedom Express by Coachmen, the exact company manufacturer Vicky and I have. They traded it in for a 2025, beautiful unit, love it. Great layout, great features. You need to go to Northern Michigan RV and check out their inventory. Great people. Took back the trailer they bought, applied it as a down payment to a larger, slightly bigger, but actually lighter. Michael said it actually tows better than the smaller trailer that they purchased originally. So you need to go over there, check out the inventory, tell them what kind of vehicle you have. They will give you the absolute perfect solution. Good deals. Great financing options are available. Rebates are available. The 2025s are there. They're on their way. They're coming. They got to get rid of the 2024s and start looking at the new 2025 models. So do exactly what Michael and Tammy did. Take advantage of it. Greatly appreciate them showing us their trailer. Headed home, celebrating Miss Vicky's birthday. Stopped in Onaway, had a meal, headed on home. Watch the Tigers, beginning of the game. We recorded it. They're on a run right now trying to make the last spot for the wild card playoffs, doing really good. Broke away, watched the Lions game. Unbelievable football game. I thought for sure they were going to blow it at the end, but they didn't. They kicked a field goal to tie it, sent it to overtime. Stafford called heads. The coin flip was done. It was tails. The Lions got the ball first, drove it right down the field with the best drive they've had the entire game, and won it in overtime 26-20. Then we went back to the end of the baseball game. Tigers won the game. Great game. They blew up some runs, 9-1. Ended up winning it, taking the series from Oakland A's. Today they got the day off as they head home for Colorado Rockies. Don't look now, folks, but the Detroit Tigers might make the playoffs. If they can win enough and Minnesota continues to lose, they might get into the playoffs as a wild card team. This is exciting time to watch Detroit sports. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699. At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. This segment sponsored by the final couple of weeks here of the summer sale for MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell. I got an email from them on Friday afternoon after the show, and they said that they are going to continue the summer sale probably through the end of this month. Friday, September 27th, and through the weekend, through the first part of the first week in October. After everybody gets their Social Security checks, the seniors are in fixed incomes. They can take advantage of it using their October Social Security payments. Working people, paycheck on Friday, September 27th through the weekend, they will honor the 50, 60, 70, 80% off some items sale. If you order more than $100, they'll give you free shipping. They're trying to sell out, close out the inventory in the old warehouse. He said they are about 20% left in the inventory in the building. The sale's been going very well across the country. A lot of promotions going on. And they said that they should have it done through the end of this month, possibly the first couple of days in October. They will have this pulled off. We did it. So again, go to MyPillow.com, shop away, put every item you want in the cart, go to checkout, put in the promo code TruckerRandy, one word, no space, hit apply, see how much money you save, see how much money you're going to save on all these products you want, and get a $100 spending will get you free shipping. If you would like this information, simply text me MP for My Pillow, and I'll send you the promo code, the website, and also the 800 number. It's connected to a Trucker Randy promo code operator. You'll get the discount automatically. Just order away, tell them what you want, ask your questions. They'll guide you every step of the way. Place your order. If for any reason you're not happy, 30-day money-back guarantee, no questions. Send it back. They'll give you a credit on your debit credit card, no problem. So again, text me MP for My Pillow, and we'll send you that information. One of the things that we do on this show is we talk about events that are coming up in the areas around us. We love promoting small businesses. We love promoting small events for different Republican events. Lincoln Day Dinner. The Ogama County Republicans down in West Branch, they're going to be holding their first Lincoln Day Dinner that they've had in a while. It's going to be Friday, September 27th. They've got their state senator coming, Michelle Hatenga, state representative Mike Hoadley, and David Chandler. He's an author, great researcher. He's come out with a book. You need to get this information. If you're interested, you can call or text their secretary, 989-329-3422. Cost for the Lincoln Day Dinner, they're raising money heading into the November election. $45 a person, $85 a couple. If you want a table of eight, they dropped the price down to $40 a person, $320 for a table. You can sit together, have a good time. It's going to be an awesome event. Fantastic dinner. Great speakers. Again, Friday, September 27th. Doors open at 6. The dinner will be at 7. It's going to be at the Ogama Township Hall, 1990 Gray Road. That's I-75 heading south. You get off at exit 215, mile marker 215. So that's on the north end of West Branch. Greatly appreciate them sending me that information. If you'd like more details or information about that, just text me. Let's just do O for Ogama, O-G-E-M-A-W. Just text me an O, and I'll send you the flyer. Greatly appreciate them reaching out to us, giving us that information. Now, one of the things that's going on as we head back into following the legislators. The legislators, as they head back to work, heading into the fall, budget having been done, well, what they're doing now is they're looking at amendments, possibility of spending even more money in this year's budget, which, by the way, it terminates, it expires the end of the month, September 30th. At midnight, it's over. It's done. So basically, when they head into the session, they've got the next, basically this week and two more weeks before Monday, September 30th. Well, as you know, they're only in session Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. So really, the last day that they're going to be spending any of our money adding to this year's budget will be Thursday, September 26th. Pretty interesting. And one of the things that they're looking at doing is funding special pet projects. One of the things that they look at all the time is how they can spend money in this year's budget without dealing with next year's budget, which is already passed. Governor signed it. It goes into effect on Tuesday, October 1st. One of the interesting, and this is having to deal with a department, a bureaucratic agency down in Lansing. This is kind of an interesting development. Towing management, third-party towing management system. This is a program that helps the Michigan State Police troopers clear wrecks. Well, there's been some arguing over the spending, also the contract itself. Vehicle Management System, VMS, a $750,000 contract that was supposed to have been awarded was pulled from the State Administrative Board on August 20th. This letter was sent by State Representative Farhat of Dearborn. 22 Republicans and Democratic state representatives urged the process to be stopped before Uber for towing pilot was set up in a three-county area of southeastern Michigan. What is this all about? Well, according to the Michigan State Police Communications Director, Shannon Banner, it was canceled by the Michigan State Police because we want to continue to review future options for towing. The company, this vehicle management system, CEO Kevin Corcoran said the company had worked out a deal with the Michigan State Police to put together everything they wanted in a management system. They're ready to go live with the pilot, but the rug was pulled out from them literally 4 days before they were supposed to approve the contract. We're not angry. We're just really disappointed that we weren't able to bring a solution to Michigan citizens and to the police departments. The biggest disappointment, they were given no explanation as to why the contract was pulled last minute from the pilot program being implemented. The self-described Uber for towing would allow the Michigan State Police to customize how it calls for tow trucks. We worked directly with the Michigan State Police on their needs, and that's kind of a direct involvement that we were looking for, the assistance they provided. He said his company's services would have required an administrative fee being added to towing bills. But because of the transparency and efficiencies that would have come from the app, we would have reduced the price of tows themselves, particularly on night and weekend services. there's obviously a cost for technology and management that comes into play here. Our solution doesn't cost the agency anything. They don't even have to create extra money in the budget to pay for it. Cochran said the Illinois-based company was in several cities in other states, Utah and Colorado. All these areas saw initial resistance from the towing industry, but once they saw how it works, they actually liked the program. Our goal is to keep everything consistent with the volume-driven business. We just come in to provide a safety response improvement, basically a report card, and assign the tows electronically. This goes directly to the towing companies, and it helps improve their performance. Well, they got the bid submitted into the proper agencies. The money was allocated, but last minute was pulled. The Michigan State Police haven't had overall rules systems in place to dealing with towing contractors. And according to Michigan Towing Association President Joel Baller, said he wants to see the agency sit down at the table and work out a rule system instead of going to third-party management systems. Baller said, while the rules and regulations should end up being consistent across the state, each region should be left up to the process on how it deals with contracting towing companies. For example, the Upper Peninsula, you have a vast area. You might need to work your towing program in a different way than you would perhaps in Southeast Michigan or even Mid-Michigan. Baller said they were never consulted by the VMS system company while they were talking with the Michigan State Police. Cochran, on the other hand, said they did talk with several towing companies. We just couldn't understand why they were not meeting with anybody, not willing to talk. Once we went directly to the Michigan State Police, we answered their questions, their needs, and submitted our proposal. Well, sounds like to me a special interest association, a lobbying company, or entity, I should say, Michigan Towing Association, simply didn't have a seat at the table. But I don't know about you, but these accidents that occur, and if they're on the expressway, it's usually at a high rate of speed, ties up traffic sometimes 15, 20 minutes, a half hour. This new system would have expedited those tows, would have cleaned up the highways, and would have taken care of these problems much quicker. Again, according to VMS. Negotiations are continuing. They hope to work out the resistance and get the program implemented. Just another million-dollar program with bugs in it. Gotta love Lansing, people. 5 in the hour news break. We'll be right back.